Mr. Noriel, and we welcome you to Bethel Baptist Church this morning. We are a little bit off the center, but we are enjoying this day as a day of the resurrection. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 and verse 57, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to make just a brief announcement and we'll put that out of the way. Our church bulletin is designed so that you can cast one section of the bulletin and give us your name and address and phone number. The purpose is to send you a card and to say thank you for being here this morning. Nobody's going to persecute you. Nobody's going to follow you. It's just to say thank you because you have the kindness of coming and enjoy the service with us. And once again, we are thankful for the choir, for their preparation. Today is a special day for the cantata. And not only that, it's a special day for all of us who celebrate our Jesus Christ at the right hand of our Father. Let's look to the Lord in prayer together. Our Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence in the name of Jesus our Lord. He's our high priest. And in this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we are more than grateful that many of us believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That many of us believe that he died for our sins on our behalf. That many of us believe that he was buried. And many of us believe that he rose from the tomb. And as the Bible says, he is at the right hand of the Father. And because of that, he intercedes for us. And he moves toward us in favor, with grace and with mercy. Thank you, Lord. So this morning, we want to praise your name. We want to say great things about the Jesus who saved our life from hell. We want to say thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. At the same time, Father, we want to preach about him. We want to tell people of the great significance of this resurrection, so that we go home with meditation in our heart, with thanksgiving because of him. And perhaps if someone here in the auditorium or there in the large audience of KKNC, in the radio audience, perhaps someone is still skeptical about his resurrection, Lord, we pray that in mercy you will turn the heart on and such a person may become a believer of our Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the great group of missionaries that you have given us across the world. Those who are in Spain, those who are in Ukraine and Nicaragua. Thank you, Lord, for the great news that Pastor Mendoza was not only declared innocent of any charges, but that his church was restored to him. His wife returned to him. Thank you, Lord, for the great blessings in Managua, Nicaragua. Lord, we pray with intensity. And you answer after 6 months of trials. Thank you, Father, for that great victory in that land. And now, Father, thank you for the crisis center here in town. Thank you for our missionary in Lodi, California. Lord, I want to see him in 2 or 3 hours, and I will have the privilege to preach there too in Lodi. And so thank you, Father, that our little church is spreading around, bringing the word of God in different places as we're supposed to do. Thank you, Father, for that. And now, Father, thank you for this great nation called America. And as we are compelling the scripture, we pray for our president, for his wife, for his daughter, that you may protect them, that you may give them a sensitive heart to the word of the living God. And now, Father, bless us as we continue in fellowship. Revive our spirit that we may go home with Jesus. In his name we pray and thank you. Amen. Will you please turn now to the hymn book number 137 in your hymn book. And will you stand as we sing together number 137 in our hymn book. Will you stand please as we sing together 137. Let's look to the Lord in prayer again. Heavenly Father, we come now to the moment of bringing our tithe and offering to you. And we are grateful that you provide a week of work last week. So Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share in proportion to our income so that we can bring the funds to support the ministry. Bless the offering and bless the giver. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, amen. This is Pastor Gerald speaking to you at the moment of the offertory. And I'd like to bring to your attention that this is Resurrection Sunday. Our church is right in the middle of this wonderful opportunity to praise the name of God with our choir, to say great things about the name of God, and then for the preaching of the Word of God. Once again, we have a lot of visitors, a lot of people that perhaps are listening to our broadcast have come in person to sit down in our auditorium. We invite all of you, if it's possible, to come. But for those who is not possible, we bring this broadcast free of charge to your home. And we are more than delighted to do so, so that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ may go on across America. Thank you, and thank you again for this opportunity. May the Lord richly bless you, and may the Lord give you a beautiful day today, and may the comfort and presence of our God be real into your heart. And if you have not known Jesus Christ yet, may this be a day in which the name of Jesus be real to you. Now, let us walk to the auditorium and enjoy the service in progress.
an endless stream of pilgrims made their way into Jerusalem to offer up the goat, the lamb, and the dove. Atonement for their sin was made, but only for a season. And so their empty hearts cried out for a lasting peace and love. And then from Bethlehem he came. Emmanuel was his name. He knew the world would need a sacrifice. And a million lambs could never pay the price.
Once and for all, he walked the road to Calvary, carrying the sins of every man upon his shoulders. Once and for all, he conquered death victoriously, tearing down the separating wall. The price was paid in full once and for all.
And in the street of mercy, as I pray on heaven's breaking, to everyone who calls upon his grace. And though we all are sinners, he loved beyond our weaknesses. Though we were unworthy, he came to suffer in our place. And as his blood fell to the cross,
want to know the heart of Jesus, observe his final journey. Jesus told his disciples for the third time, "We are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be betrayed and turned over to the chief priests and teachers of the law. And they will condemn him to death. And they will give the Son of Man over to non-Jewish people to be mocked and beat with whips, and they will crucify him. But on the third day, he will be raised to life again. Jesus stepped toward Jerusalem with the promise of God in his heart. And the way Jesus walked to his death leaves no doubt that he came to earth for this very purpose. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
While eternity stands still, the Son obeys the Father's will.
rose, but leave the crown. Drop the cross into the ground. Zion, shout, Israel, sing. Here he is, behold your king. Lamb of God, sacrifice upon a tree. Zion, shout, Israel, sing. God becomes an offering. Your Messiah lays his life down willingly.
God is on a cross. The creator of the universe is being executed. Spit and blood are caked to his cheeks, and his lips are cut and swollen. Thorns rip his scalp. His lungs scream for breath. Taut nerves threaten to snap in pain. Yet there is no despair in his heart. Jesus endures the cross in willing submission to God the Father. In this crucifixion, man has shown how evil his heart can be. But it is the Heavenly Father who has allowed the sacrifice of this innocent lamb to fulfill God's plan. Jesus provides the way for God to pour out his infinite love and mercy upon the very ones who now put him to death. Yet God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Shout, Israel, sing. Here he is, behold your king. Lamb of God, sacrificed upon a tree. Zion, shout, Israel, sing. God becomes an offering. Your Messiah lays his life down willingly. Zion, shout, Israel, sing. Here he is, behold your king. Lamb of God, sacrifice upon a tree. Zion, shout, Israel, sing. God becomes an offering. Your Messiah lays his life down willingly. He's the one who professed to be God's son. All his friends have left the bond. Faith by fear has been undone. Crucified, crucified. With a thief on either side, by his own he's been denied. From the cross they hear a cry. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Jesus is the perfect, sinless sacrifice. Only his blood can wash away your sins and make you acceptable to God. He gave his life to purchase your freedom from sin. He gives you peace and eternal life with God. Can you hear the voice of the cross? Will you confess that you are a sinner and need the forgiveness of the blood of Christ? Or will you be as blind as those soldiers who gambled for pieces of Jesus' clothing as they knelt at the foot of the cross? Their hearts were hard and their eyes blind, so they never saw the glorious gift of God that hung on the cross above them. Don't harden your heart. Don't be blinded by the world. Ask for forgiveness and faith to believe in the only perfect, sinless sacrifice, Jesus Christ.
So quick to judge them, yet so slow to see. How their games resemble ones played by you and me. As we fight for position in the Church of God, while the world goes on dying without the Savior's love,
haunting us playing games at the foot of the cross. Never feeling the shame. Are we just playing games?
Jesus died. The same darkness remains today in the hearts of anyone who does not believe God's commandment to trust in Jesus Christ as their only salvation. He is the only light of the world. Wherever he is, there is no darkness. After his death, his disciples had not understood this wonderful truth. They still had fear and struggled with doubt. The pain in their hearts was unbearable. Their beloved master was dead. And they thought, what are we going to do? How could we go on living in a world without his presence? Then the good news came. First, Mary came running to say that she had seen the master and he was alive. Immediately, Peter and John raced to the tomb to find it empty. Then the disciples from Emmaus came and reported that they had spoken with the Lord. Could it be true? As the disciples gathered in the upper room, still in doubt, fear, and confusion in their hearts, suddenly they heard his voice, "Peace be with you." They saw him, then they believed, and faith was born, and from that moment on, the world has never been the same.
We knew he was dead. It is finished, he said. We have watched as his life ebbed away. Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day. It was late afternoon, we went down to the tomb, left his body and sealed up the grave. So I know how you feel, his death was so real, but please listen and hear what I I've just seen Jesus. I've seen Jesus, our precious Lord alive.
And I knew.
Yes, I knew. Saw me too.
Again. it was his voice she first heard, those kind, gentle words, asking what was her reason for tears. And I sobbed in despair, "My Lord is not there." He said, "Child, it is I am here.
The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive.
born. Glorious light and life immortal on this resurrection morn. First as triumph, then we conquer by his mighty enterprise. He is true, he is Lord, he's alive. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Christ is risen.
One God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. It is finished. Jesus also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It is because of Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross that we have a way to come to the Father. Has your heart and spirit been broken? If so, praise Him and thank Him with all your heart and soul, for He is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Praise the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Is the Lamb of God now crowned the King of Kings? Through his precious blood we have pardon and stand now forgiven. He has made us his people.
Glory,
grateful that you are here this morning. If you want to hear the sermon on the resurrection, you will have to come the next Sunday. I'm going to postpone it to the next Sunday due to the fact that we are right on the air and our broadcast ends at 12:03. And I have no mere arrangement to postpone it longer. But one thing I want to call your attention before we finish, and as to two words that I will talk the coming Sunday on 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In verse 14, the apostle makes a great question. He says, if Christ be not risen, and I have written about 10 or 12 things that will affect your life and my life, if Christ was not risen. And the Church of the Living God have taken this in consideration due to the fact that the Church of Corinth was in the city of Corinth, and that the city of Corinth was in Greece. And according to the scripture and the book of Acts, Greece was a country that do not believe in the resurrection. So much the Acts 17:32 said that they mock at the Apostle Paul and they laugh at his consideration, just as America do today. If you tell to somebody who is intellectual or call himself intellectual and you said, you know, I believe in the resurrection, they will laugh at you. I know because I'm a civil engineer. And long time ago, about 20 years ago, when I was working in Bethel Corporation, I told my partner, we were working in Vietnam, and I said to him, do you believe in the resurrection? And he said, oh, come on, he said. He told me the denomination he belonged to, but he do not believe in the resurrection. Just as the Bible says, the Church of Corinth do not believe in the resurrection. So Paul held on the thing, and he said to them, what if you don't believe in the resurrection? Then he changed mind, and in verse 20 said, but now is Christ risen. Now I'm going to give you just a brief example of what I want to really dwell in this sermon that is in my heart. If the sun shall not rise again, then what would happen? But the sun is risen and becomes self-evident that he's there. And so Christ Jesus for the believer. By faith, we know that Christ is alive. By faith in the scripture, we believe that Christ is at the right hand of the Father, as the scripture says. And by faith in the scripture, we know that he's interceding for us. And by faith in the scripture, we know that if you're an unbeliever today, as I was then, years and years back, God could have mercy on us and give us faith to believe. This I believe in the scripture. I believe that when it's God's time, he grant unto us that mercy of taking away that barrier from your heart and then seeing that the written word of God is saying the truth to you and to me. I'm grateful forever to the missionary who left America and went 11,000 miles south to Argentina, where I was born, and found me in a soccer field playing as the glory of soccer, the glory of your sports here is. And whatever my grandma taught me about Jesus became real when that missionary pointed to me and said, if you die today, where do you go? It was so clear, I will go to hell, said to myself. But I said, I don't have to. So I knelt down, right in a soccer field, underground. I was ready to take a shower. I was nailed down and I said, Lord, forgive me. That's the only thing that takes care of your life. If you nail down and you say, Lord, forgive me, become my Savior. I cannot do that for you. Actually, you cannot do it out of your own effort. The only thing you have to say is, God, grant unto me mercy that I may believe. May God give you that mercy. So today, when you sit in your table and you celebrate the resurrection, will be a glorious day because Christ is risen today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning. Our choir has praised your name. Our choir has said great things about the fact that Jesus Christ have come, have walked on this earth, die on the cross of Calvary, was buried, and now is at the right hand of the Father. So I want to say with the choir, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
for giving us victory in Christ Jesus. Bless your people. Bless those who believe not, that they too may come to believe in the Christ who rose again. And when all is done, we're going to be careful to give you the honor and the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Understand. They could not. They listened to the teaching that they heard and wondered at the mystery of his word. They wondered what he meant about a father's plan. They heard, but could they really understand? They could not. They could not. Though they tried, they could not. They listened to his teaching about a father's plan, but could they really understand? They could not. So finally, upon a rugged cross, they killed the man who would not suffer loss. And when at last they took what willingly he gave, he died, but could they keep him in the keep him in the grave. Could they keep him in the grave?